KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 21 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 56. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. A traffic stop early this morning in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of a 21-year-old man on alcohol and other charges. Red Oak police say Stephen Austin Ripley of Red Oak was arrested at around 3 a.m. near the intersection of West Bridge and Broadway Streets. Ripley was charged with OWI second offense and driving while suspended. He was also cited for having an open container of alcohol as a driver, which is a $330 fine. Ripley was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $2,000 cash bond. Fremont County Sheriff's deputies responded to a reported assault in progress over the weekend. Say a Riverton woman was arrested for domestic abuse, third offense. 49-year-old Linda Renee Meese was being held without bond in the Fremont County Jail. Authorities say when deputies assisted by troopers of the Iowa State Patrol arrived at Meese's home in Riverton on Sunday, they saw several items broken in the house and a male occupant of the home advised Meese had spit on him in addition to breaking the items. A traffic stop in Red Oak early Sunday morning resulted in a man being arrested on numerous drug charges. Police say 31-year-old Matthew Wayne Echternach of Essex was taken into custody at around 12:25 a.m. near the intersection of North Broadway and West Oak Streets. He was charged with OWI drugged first offense, possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Echternach was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 cash bond. Red Oak police were assisted during the traffic stop by deputies with the Cass County Sheriff's Office. Three Iowa fishermen died this weekend after falling through the ice on a farm pond in Union County. 71-year-old Earl Burkhalter, 73-year-old Charles Kritz, and 68-year-old James Oshel all died Saturday. All three men were from Creston. Creston Fire Chief Todd Jackson says the men went ice fishing Saturday afternoon and failed to return. Rescuers were called to the farm shortly after 8 p.m. Authorities found fishing equipment sitting on the pond's ice near a hole. All three men were retrieved from the lake within an hour. Paramedics tried to revive them, who were flown to area hospitals, but the men died. Iowa officials say ice fishing conditions are deteriorating across the state because of recent warm weather, so fishermen should test the ice often. A man who fell through the ice of a western Iowa lake is recovering after being rescued. The Council Bluffs Daily Nonpareil reports that rescue crews were called to Big Lake at Council Bluffs at around 3 p.m. on Friday. Authorities found the man in the water about 70 feet from shore. Assistant Fire Chief Brad Nasita said workers used a boat to get to him and pull him from the water. The man, whose name was not released, was treated at a local hospital. A witness said the man was fishing with two boys on a dock when he walked on the ice. Both boys tried to help pull the man out. Nasita said one of the boys was treated at the scene, but the other did not need treatment. A San Francisco-bound jet has made an unscheduled stop in Sioux City to get help for an ailing crew member. JetBlue Airways said in a news release that Flight 415 from New York City made a priority landing at around 7:25 p.m. Sunday because of a medical issue on board. Airline spokesman Morgan Johnston said Monday morning, this morning, that it was his understanding the first officer was taken to a local hospital for treatment and has already been discharged. The flight of the Airbus A321 carrying 159 passengers and six crew members originated at John F. Kennedy Airport. Johnston says another plane and crew were sent to Sioux City to carry the passengers on to San Francisco International. The plane was scheduled to land there earlier this morning. In our funeral announcements, Helen Shiflett, age 95, formerly of the Earlham area, died February 18th in Newton, Kansas. Funeral services for Helen Shiflett will be today at 11 o'clock at the Worthington Methodist Church in rural Madison County. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has the arrangements. Janice Wanninger, age 77, of Manning, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Janice Wanninger will be today at 11 o'clock at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Eileen Weiss, age 74, of Griswold, died Thursday at the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital in Red Oak. A visitation for Eileen Weiss will be from 5 until 6:30 p.m. today at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Ernest Ernie John Beato, age 81, of Dexter and formerly of Earlham, died March the 1st. Funeral services for Ernie Beato will be held tomorrow at 1:30 at the Valley Evangelical Free Church in West Des Moines. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Larry Eisenbeis, age 73, of Greenfield, died Friday at home. Funeral services for Larry Eisenbeis will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Roger Sandhorst, age 65, of Atlantic, died Thursday at his home. A celebration of life service for Roger Sandhorst will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. Elaine Sheldon of Harlan died Thursday at Mercy Hospital. Funeral services for Elaine Sheldon will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. John Jerome Wells, age 83, of Manila, died Friday at the Manila Manor. A massive Christian burial service for John Wells will be Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Willis Merritt, age 86, of Atlantic and formerly of Griswold, died Friday in Lincoln, Nebraska. Funeral services for Willis Merritt will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.